We are live. This is going to be a fairly informal live stream. Not that my normal ones are super formal, but I'm just hanging with my beautiful wife, who's now enjoying a muffin.
Hello.
And I'm getting ready to pick up Nimmer, who I put up in a hotel for an extra day so we could stay with the woman. And we're going to do Bellevue tonight, and then I will come back here with Walter, and we're going to stay here for a few more days before I go back to New York alone. But I just want to give you guys updates because Portland, the show was so phenomenal, and the support was unreal. Artling is my new secret weapon, by the way. The dude who does all those drawings, all the paintings.
Amazing.
Yeah, tell everybody about Artling.
Well, I would like to call him Aaron because now we're on a first name basis. But Aaron was like just crushing it, such a hard worker, and brought like the most phenomenal recording equipment and lights. Was like up on scaffolding the whole time, like had his prints there. Like that guy is a hustler.
So I'm going to be selling the Portland show. It's going to be called Accidental Warlord because Artling's recording of it is so good. It's like staggering, and he's just like this humble dude, and I'm like, dude, I can get you paid, dog. You know, it's so funny how some of these dudes, like the most dedicated artistic people, sometimes don't understand that they can make money at it. And I'm like, dude, this looks so good. And he just sent me a clip of the Portland show. Oh, why is this plugged in? Hang on, I just said 10%. I'm sure it'll be fine. A clip of the Portland show, and I'll put it up online today. I just don't have my laptop with me. I didn't even bring my laptop to Portland because I thought we'd be here so short amount of time. So just to fill you in why my sweet love is in a hospital bed and what happened. So we put on a show in a warehouse, not a warehouse, like a wood shop, but it looks like a warehouse, like industrial, right? And the stage was the back of a giant military truck. And Nimmer crushed. We packed it, right? Just packed it. Every time we'd have more tickets, they'd sell out in like an hour. It was like one of those vibes, but I didn't want to do too many because I wanted to keep it kind of intimate. And all the bears there were like legendary bears. And people came to help out. People came to help out to set up chairs. The sound guy was great. The family that the Redmans, much respect, that put it on. Oh, Amy, how great are the Redmans?
Like, we owe so much to them for so many reasons. They're the best family. Their kids, the parents, like, amazing.
Like, legit the best. And so I'm on stage crushing like a legend. Amy crushing?
I'm crushing my muffin.
No, but how hard was that crushing?
You were crushing.
Amy, tell the people. Just kidding. Amy, tell the people how great I am, how great I was doing.
Owen is the best.
So anyway, I'm up there crushing. And I come off stage and I hear that Amy had to go to the hospital. You know, a couple people came up and they're like, I don't want to worry you, but Amy started bleeding, you know? And so I obviously fucking spiraled and immediately just got the hell out of there, even though I was, so I apologize that I couldn't stay to take pictures and whatnot, but family obviously comes first. And the reason I'm apologizing is because I know some people came great distances to be there, and I wish I could have hung out with y'all. We were going to hang all night, but, you know, things happen. Man makes plans and God laughs, as they say. So the family and Nimmer had taken care of Amy. And this is the we got a super chat. Good morning, Big Bear. Glad Amy's doing better. Thank you again for the great show. And Prosser, my friend is now a new fan of yours. Hope you and the family get home safe. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Prosser was great. Oh, yeah, shout out to Prosser for everyone who came out to that. I'm just telling the Portland show story. And I'll do a full story with clips tomorrow or maybe the next day. I'm just on my phone right now. So Nimmer is always somehow involved when I'm about to have a kid. Like the first time, like with Walter, I was with him when Amy went into labor 2 weeks early. Was it 2 weeks early? 2 weeks early. And so There's something about Nimri. Just keeps, he's causing, what's it called when you start not cramping, but what is it?
Labor?
No, yeah, but what's it called when you, like, measure the distance between what?
What?
You know when it's like, oh, I'm...
Contract.
He causes contractions. He causes contractions. Nimrod causes contractions. So, oh, Amy's good. No, baby's not here. I'll tell you the story right now. So, she had, like, a lot of bleeding, which is not good when you're 30 weeks pregnant. And we get to the hospital, and Nimrod took care of everything. So did the family. So did, you know, Hope and everybody. Shout out to the whole crew. And so it was serious enough where she can't leave the bed for 5 days, but they gave her magnesium to calm down the contractions and cramping and stuff, because they were like gonna give her surgery potentially to have if the baby had to come early. And so that's why we've been just here, just chilling out. And we met up with Artling yesterday, though, to take a couple pics for the Nimmer induces labor. It's true, dude. You do induce labor. It's weird. So where were we with the story? All right. So I was like, Amy, should I cancel Bellevue? I'm canceling Bellevue. I'm going to stay by your side. And she was like, no, you definitely got to do Bellevue. I'm like, why? She's like, because hospital beds ain't fucking cheap. And we are practical people. So I will be doing Bellevue tonight, and then I'll come back here with Walter and we'll set up shop. And so she's not coming back to New York with me, like, ever. So the move out here is going to be a lot expedited. We're now, we put an offer on a house that we didn't get. We're now figuring all that out, but she can't fly. All right, any of you guys have any questions for Amers or me before I get out of here? Oh, and I was on a bender on Scott Adams' videos. That guy's pretty great.
Who's Scott Adams?
Scott Adams is he's a cartoonist that did Dilbert, and he's like an expert in persuasion. It's fascinating.
I would never expect that from a cartoon.
All right, let me talk to you guys, see if you guys got... Peace bear. Is she comfortable? Yeah, she's wicked comfortable. How are you, baby?
So comfortable. I just took a shower, so I feel really good.
Yeah. What else you want to say to the people?
Just everyone that came out to Portland was so nice. I got to do tickets at the door, so I got to meet a lot, like, pretty much everyone that came in. And everyone was so awesome. And there were so many pregnant ladies in the crowd. It blew my mind.
Yeah, the Bears are very fertile.
Yeah, it's such fertile people. Like, it was a lot of fertile, beautiful people.
A lot of fertile, beautiful people. Oh, yeah, me and Nimmer are driving up to Bellevue today together, and we're going to hang with Walter, and we're going to look at houses. What Bob say? Why Don't They Laugh is featured on the Podbean mobile app, available for iOS and Android. Subscribe, share. Much love to Amy, baby, and you. Yeah, so check out Why Don't They Laugh at the Podbean mobile app, iTunes, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. All right, what's that, sir? After you move, you're always welcome to visit Eastern Washington. The winter blues can really get you on the west side. Yeah, Eastern Washington's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. If Amy's family didn't live more on the west side, Eastern Washington was a real contender. That's one reason why I performed at Prosser. I really wanted to see the area, and it's great. They grow the soy. They don't eat the soy. And that's why their dicks and their balls haven't fallen clean off their bodies. What do you think of that, Aim?
It's a really funny visual.
For those just joining us, the baby's fine. Amy's fine. We're all good, but she can't leave the hospital bed for 5 more days. So
I'm on bed rest.
She's on bed rest, which is good because she is a real go-getter. So just like me, like I work too hard, and then, or what does it say? Who do I contact for potential venues? Email unbearablecomedy@gmail.com. That's Delev, she's wicked organized. But what was I talking about? Oh yeah, like I'll work too hard and spiral. Who's this? Good morning, Amy. We met and took a selfie. I'm Andrea in the green dotted sweater.
I remember you. You're awesome.
I'm near you. Let me know if I can help you. Same for you, Big Bear, and Nimmer. You have my contact info. See?
Thank you so much. You were such a sweetheart.
Oh, and the family that whose space it was wanted to tell me that my fans and the Bears are the coolest people ever. Like, after I had to bail out of there real fast, like, tons of people stayed and cleaned up, and people were drinking. And the dude even told me, because they're a very successful family, and he's like, we've had, like, get-togethers here, because I'll, like, you know, sometimes give people free beer. And he's like, all these people came not even knowing there was going to be free beer, and they were, like, blown away that I was giving them free beer. He's like, it's just so amazing to see people to not be used. I don't know. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, like, thank you guys for making me look good, too, because I really think we're taking some real jumps here, some risks, and we're being very innovative with comedy right now. It's almost like Uber for venues. Like, the concept, you guys don't understand, like, the concept that you can do a comedy show anywhere is never, it's not been done. It's like, it's just like you don't need a church to pray. You don't need a comedy club to tell jokes, right? So we set up a show on the back of a truck in a industrial space where men work in wood. And it was one of my favorite shows I've ever done. And it's like, and it looks beautiful because Artling is like, he's like our Q. Me and Nimmer were talking about that. It's like from James Bond. He's our Q. You know, he's just like that dude that can always get it done and like know stuff. So when I move out to Washington, I'm gonna set up a studio with like legit cameras, legit audio, all that stuff, and I'm gonna get Artling to do it. Oh, Eric's Jamal Bond. That's hilarious, Nimmer. And Nimmer destroyed. It's so funny, dude. It's like, I'm so glad I get to be the one to introduce the Nimmer to the world. Good to see Amy in good spirits. That makes such a difference in staying healthy and coping with the stress of a hospital stay. Oh yeah, we're playing board games. We've just been chatting. Check out Olympia. I'm 30 weeks prego also, and was looking forward to seeing Amy tonight at the Bellevue show. But safety first. Thanks for the super chat. Yeah, she's not going anywhere. I was telling Crowder this morning that I think God's trying to teach me a lesson. I mean, he's got more important things to do, obviously, but I think the fact that I'm stuck in Portland for 5 days is seriously hilarious.
That is really funny.
Because all I do is make fun of Portland and the soy. Thank you, Owen, for helping keep me sane and able to laugh. Amy, glad you're okay. Take care of yourself. Lots of love from me and the family. That's from Tina McCunty Bear Fisk. Hilarious.
McCunty Bear.
McCunty Bear is great. Anyone have any questions for the Amers? Because we haven't done a Beauty and the Bear in a while. Morning, Benjamin Bear fam. Do you have the Bear phone today? Wanted to send you a cool work of art I think you'll really dig. I don't have the Bear phone. I don't even have my computer right now. So just send it to unbearablecomedy@gmail.com or whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Any of you guys have any questions for the Amers? What are we naming it? What are we naming the baby? Well, we're down to a few names.
Yeah,
Amy?
It's so funny because the doctor that was on call yesterday, we had the exact same like baby name list. Like, she almost named her first son Walter. I thought that was really cool.
This is from Arrow Bear. It was so cool to see how many bears came out, how y'all were doing in the app. You should see some of the Bear Hangout livestream vids if time allows. It was unbelievable what happened in Portland. It was unbelievable how cool, how well it went. Name him Derek. Well, we're thinking Frederick, Roger, Henry. We don't know. It's a Wolfgang, obviously. I don't know. Bear. But Frederick is legit. Roger's legit.
I really like Roger. I like Roger Wolfgang Smith.
Roger Wolfgang is a good one.
Roger Wolf.
Lawrence is a good one. Yeah, but Larry gets a little dicey. I'm too close to the Impractical Jokers to not... Like, Larry is off the table for me personally because I'm tight with the Jokers, and they've kind of made Larry like a different name for me. Dilev says, maybe I'll come to you when you see him. I don't know who you're responding to.
She said, maybe the name will come.
Maybe the name will come when we see him. Yeah, we'll just be like, Let's name him Baby.
Yeah, I feel like all newborns look the same.
Eric says, Amy, who's your favorite black guy? Hint, I'll start your contractions right now if you answer wrong. Oh, Nimmer. Nimmer is abusing his black contractions power.
Eric made me feel so safe on Saturday night.
He's a Marine.
He like just like swooped me up and took me to the hospital.
I know, and then I came here and just bitched. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I was a sweetheart.
I mean, like, look who took our hospital socks. I'm just...
No, I wasn't bitching, but I was, you know, glad it's all okay from Nick West, Texas Bear. Thanks. Yeah, no, we're good. You know, hang on, black contractions power. Yeah. Dude, I put a video up. I was just recording just a little bit of Nimmer, and he had such a funny joke. He was like, I joined the Marines just so I can have white people thank me for their freedom. God, that's funny. Roger sounds like he might boink you if you bend over. Like, yeah, because Roger almost sounds like a verb, like, oh, I was going to bend over, but I thought someone might Roger me.
Don't you think, like, the names Roger and Walter are so cute together, though?
Roger and Walter? Wally and Raj?
Yeah.
I also like Freddie and Wally.
I love Frederick.
I was going to name him after Nimmer, potentially, just because he keeps saving my babies.
Yeah.
But Eric, I don't know. Frederick, there's an Eric in there. Roger means to have sex in British slang. Roger means to have sex in British slang.
Oh, dang it.
That doesn't take
it
off.
Like, is that like commonplace British slang? Or is that like Urban Dictionary?
Is that like Urban Dictionary?
Everyone's name is in Urban Dictionary. Like, I'm pretty sure Amy means something horrific.
Yeah, Amy means to whack someone off on a train in Britain.
Yeah, like literally, it's gone.
Like in England, to Amy means to complain about someone stealing socks.
Oh,
I've been Amy'd. A good Rogering. Henry's cute. Oh, yeah, I know. There's so many good ones. I also like Jordan. I wanted to name him after Peterson. But Frederick is a strong name. It's a strong Northern European name.
Would you spell it with, like, Frederick or Frederick?
Let's just name him Mohammed.
Yeah.
Someone just said that. All right, any more questions for the Amster? Leonidas.
That's a good one. Isn't that the 300?
Leonidas. No, but I like Northern European. I like the, you know, we're trying to get away from your Mexican heritage.
Oh, you stop it. George is theoretically named after my biological father, Jorge.
I know. Amy's biological father's named Jorge, and I didn't even put that together when we named our dog George. If you're in Portland downtown area, you have to go to Voodoo Donuts. Did you see This is 40 with Paul Rudd? I am 40 and I can't stop eating sweets. Ask Amy if she has... to cut you off from sweets.
I've been to Voodoo Donuts before and it rocks. It's so good.
I got a story about donuts. Hey, Big Bear, I hope all goes well. Amy, I've been Jelly Bear since last year. Already taken in Unbearables app. I'm not changing, big guy. My flask is already engraved. Hammer number 55. I love it. So there's a donuts place in Portland where they give free donuts to black people. It's called Reparations Donuts. I'm not joking. Here's some more little things about Portland that I find infuriating. You're not allowed to pump your own gas legally. You can't pump your own gas. Like, you go to pump your own gas and they're like, how dare you? It's literally infantile. It's an infant. It's a state of infancy. There's also a bar where if you're black, they give you free drinks. I'm going to go in blackface. I'm gonna paint my face black, and I'm gonna go get hammered, cause this is my theory. Cause there's so few black people in Portland, and everybody's like a rich hipster that tries to pretend they're homeless, and there's tons of actual homeless. So here's my theory: these rich SJW hipster slobs came in here and made it so like working class people, and many of which happen to have been black. Do you have a pastor bear yet? Possibly. Why does no one name their kids Adolf? But seriously, not Winston? Walter Winston Smith? Oh, no, not Winston. Winston Smith is a... 1984 character. So,
I do like the name Winston, though. It's a shame that...
Winston's a great name for the win. Win and Wall. Wall win. But Winston Smith is the character from... All right, so anyway, I think that they fucked black people over so hard here that they're just spiraling. And they can't... That's why, like, Scott Adams, he was talking about the triggers of Trump, like how to... Because Trump delusion syndrome? No, what is it? Trump... There's some, like, mental illness these days. What's it called? Trump something syndrome? You guys know what I'm talking about? Trump derangement syndrome. It's real, dude. It's real. And it happens from cognitive dissonance. Like, I just posted a meme of Bernie Sanders that says, the problem is prisons, guns, and greed. So give me 90% of your income or someone with a gun will come take you to a prison.
Someone asked if they like Wade, Wally, and Wade. It was a super chat.
Wade, Wally, what?
Wade.
Wade's a great name. So, and I was just texting with Josh Wolf. We're kind of arguing about whether or not college was is worth it. And I'm like, of course not. And he was like, no, college is good. And I'm like, it's such a waste of money. And then out of nowhere I go, and by the way, what happened with Russia? Because me and him used to fight about that all the time. Like a year ago, me and him would just text until our thumbs ached about Russia. He was like, dude, America sold out to Russia. Trump has sold his country to Russia. So I'm like, literally a year later, I'm like, so whatever happened to Russia? Like, what's up with that? It turns out it was like a porn star that he fucked or something, right? And he was just stopped responding. He's like, okay, dude. Okay, bro. And so I'm watching Scott Adams. I'll read that super chat. Can you keep telling the super chats? Because I won't be able to.
I'll let you know when they start to disappear.
Okay. So Scott Adams did this whole thing about how to possibly pull someone out of Trump derangement syndrome. And you got to start real small with the animals. Like Trump called Mexicans animals. And be like, do you think that? And then show the real clip where he called MS-13 animals and how the media blatantly twisted that. It's the easiest one ever, is the animals one. Because it's so obvious that isn't what happened. And then you go from there to, was the next one Charlottesville? Or, it might have been Charlottesville, how he said that there was people that were right on both sides. And that obviously is a horrifying statement if you're including the tiki torched actual racists of Charlottesville. But that wasn't what it was. A lot of people don't realize, and this is so obvious when you see it, that there were four sides to Charlottesville. The original Charlottesville protest was, should you take down the Confederate statues or leave up the federal statues? Those are the two things. That's what the arguing was over. Those are two groups of people where they're both good people in each group and blah blah blah. Then you bring in Antifa and the tiki racists. Those weren't in the conversation. The conversation was about Confederate statues, and he was right. There are good people on both sides of that argument. Do you adhere to our history regardless of what it is and leave up statues, or do you take them down because they're associated with a rebellion in America or slavery or some shit, right? So you ease people into that. And then the next one you go to... it's starting disappearing. Super chats. Thank you, Amy, for letting me be the bouncer at PDX show and my girlfriend help with merchandise. Show is epic.
You guys were awesome.
Bears rule. What's that, love?
You guys were awesome.
Is it true Amy works in the app?
I haven't been in the app yet. I work in chat sometimes.
She works in the chat. She'll work in the app, though. Wyatt. Wyatt's a good name.
That's a great name.
I like the name Wyatt. Name suggestion. Gringo McOmbre. Vincent. Oh, dude. I recommended Vincent. Vincent was on my list. So anyway, that was really interesting from Scott Adams. For Scott Adams, and he has a great video about how to identify cognitive dissonance. See, this is the stuff that I like. Because there's also cognitive dissonance on the right. There's also derangement syndromes that happen in right-wing politics that you have to watch out for as well. And I like that about this guy because he's all about rhetoric and words and stuff, which is what I'm into as well. And he identifies like five or six red flags to look for someone that is experiencing cognitive dissonance. And accepted cognitive dissonance is what leads to mass hysteria and mass derangement, similar to like the Salem witch trials. Like when you accept something that's nonsense because it's too painful to readjust your worldview, you put yourself in a real vulnerable position. And if it's big enough, it can affect everybody. But even with Trump derangement syndrome, I think that the only people it really hurts the most are the people experiencing it because they can't identify reality well. You know, and I was arguing with Wolf about that, about college degrees. And he's like, well, I went to college. I'm glad I learned stuff and all that. I'm like, dude, it's gone up like 1,000% in tuition price in the last 10 years. Do you think that its value has gone up that much? Like when you get a college degree, unless it's highly specific, unless it's, you know, if you go to trade school or if you go to, you know, being a nurse is a great job right now, certain STEM fields. And someone made a point about medicine, like, oh, you want your doctor to not go to college? I'm like, no, but do you think it's, you think it's a good idea? If you go to medical school, you're leaving with $400,000 in debt and you're not going to start practicing until your late 20s at the earliest. And if medicine is remotely socialized, if Bernie Sanders gets one pube hair of what he's asking for and every doctor's paid 200 grand or some shit, it's game over. It's game over. Like those debts will never be paid back. And even right now, it's overpriced. Because anytime the government subsidizes anything, price gouging starts happening. Dude, Bernie Sanders is such a fucking loser. That guy just sucks. He had another tweet where he was like, in the state of California, it costs $30,000 to send a kid to USC, but $75,000 to send him to jail. Why don't we start sending these kids to school? So if someone rapes a chick, you want to send them to school? That's confusing enough. But also, the reason all this shit is so expensive to begin with is because the government subsidizes it, and they've been overly, the unions in fucking, in California are just out of their minds. They're a bunch of, it's like Bane. It's like, all your people, you deserve more. I mean, Bernie Sanders, that crusty old commie, he's never worked a day in his life. He's just been exploiting the American people like a fucking asshole. He's a Democrat. Democratic loser. Dude, he's even worse than Democratic. He's socialist. And lately, they've been kind of the same thing. But I don't know. Any more questions for Amy? Because then I might have to get out of here. Bernie is a New York City Bolshevik. He really is, though. He really is. And it's not, it's, he honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Oh, someone just said something about Bernie, the super chatter. Bernie Sanders is under investigation for bank fraud. Him and his wife have lawyered up. Bernie Sanders is bank fraud. Like, he is fraud. He literally says prisons, guns, and greed are the problems. And then he says, give me all your money or I'll send people with guns to put you in prison. This is from Matt. It was an amazing experience to see you again. Meet Amy and Eric and work with Aaron on the video. I got in some sweet cardio to earn those beers, so everything is a win. Guys, you don't understand how fun the Portland show was. I'm sorry that I didn't get to stay and do pictures and hang, because the bear hangs are great, but I feel like the bears were hanging with each other and everybody was cool and had a great time. But I had pressing matters. And Amy's good, though. She's good. So is the baby. And the good news is, this hospital kicks ass.
Yeah, so, this hospital was a great one to end up in. It's a good one.
So the hospital kicks so much ass that we found out the baby's insanely healthy, because they said that even if the baby came early, which it would at this point, not only would he survive, the odds that he would be like drastically hurt or whatever were pretty low. You know, he'd have to be in the EQ for a while, but
NICU.
Huh?
NICU.
What's NICU?
Neo intensive care unit, I think.
Neo intensive care unit. What happened to the old one? What happened to, why new? Why does it have to be new? Why does everything got to be new?
Neo, it's a, little baby.
Little baby stuff. Yeah. And everybody was sending their thoughts and prayers and stuff. And by the way, that shit is really good and is awesome. Dude, fuck anyone that's like, we've had enough thoughts and prayers. it's time for action. All that means is they want to pray to a different god, and that's the state. They want, when they say that, that means that they want more laws so Bernard Sanders can fucking steal more shit. Thoughts and prayers literally is awesome when you're in a bad spot. Like when people had set right, like we're praying for Amy and the baby, it means a ton.
It means so much.
And like when people don't see that, they're such fucking idiots. It's like, oh, what are thoughts and prayers gonna do? What are thoughts and prayers gonna do? We need laws. We need a Stalinistic, centralized, authoritarian government to help us because, you know, community and prayer and thoughts and bonding and human love just doesn't cut it. We need to give a monopoly of force to the United States government. You know, a government that was responsible for slavery and Jim Crow and the creations of reservations and every other thing that we fucking complain about all the time. That was the government. So we want to give them more power. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. What is Fred Eric? That's the number one. Did you get the Sky Team? What do we got here? Did you get to take the Sky Tram to the hospital in Portland? I'm grateful that I was well with the Amy and the baby. No, we actually took a car because we didn't want to die. Because there's a tram. There's a Sky Tram, which is basically a gondola for hipster retards.
I love it.
Amy loves it.
I'll be a little different. It's fine. No, I'm not moderate.
I'm not a moderate. I don't like middle ground. The whole, like, we can all be different. It's fine. Yeah, we can. And you have a right to be different than me, but you're wrong.
Oh, stop.
All right. Any questions for Amy? You can ask anything, by the way. It doesn't just have to be about the hospital stay or anything. You can just make it about anything. No, the baby's not been born. The baby is still inside, growing to be a legend.
Yeah, they gave me a bunch of medicine and bed rest to make sure the baby stays inside for a while longer.
Yeah, we got a bunch of magnesium.
And steroid shots, which hurt.
A steroid shot. Because we wanted to keep the baby inside the woman. And the steroid shot is...
It goes in your ass.
It goes in your ass.
And it burns.
How big is he now? Do we know how big he is?
Well, he's 31 weeks, so he's probably a little over 3 pounds.
A little over 3 pounds, which is...
It's kind of tough for them to tell.
It's the exact weight of my cock and balls. Because I've never eaten soy in my life. Not one time. I've never eaten soy. So my wiener and balls are exactly 3 pounds.
I heard all of that.
She thinks she heard it, but she didn't. What are you looking at, love?
My food.
Oh, are you excited? She couldn't eat or drink water for how long?
A decent amount of time. Like, for the first 24 hours I was here.
Yeah, she was spiraling, but I was just pounding food in front of her. It was hilarious.
You were better than that. You're exaggerating that.
I was really nice, by the way. I'm exaggerating. I was not being a dick. We got in one minor argument, but it wasn't anything. Anyway, we got her. Amy, how do you feel about wine tasting as a vacation? Big Bear sent you text with an idea that's been bouncing in my skull. Love?
Where wine tasting? I mean, I think that's a great vacation. That sounds odd. Like, if you go up to, like, Northern California or, like, Eastern Washington, wine tasting sounds...
Oh, Eastern Washington has great wine, too.
They have great vineyards.
Amy, what are your favorite manly movies?
Manly movies? The last one I watched that I enjoyed was 300.
She liked 300 because it reminded her of me.
There's some other ones that I'm totally spacing out. I like The Godfather, oddly. And then, like, Snatched. I don't know. Oh, I like, I gotta think of it, but, like, The Cops in Boston that are twisted with the Mafia and it has Jack Nicholson in it.
Oh, yeah. That was,
Forget. I'd say it's a manly movie.
It's a good movie. I know the movie you're talking about. Departed.
Departed, yeah.
I should make one called Retarded. It's just like Departed, except it's retarded. Oh, and some people were like, Prosser was just a sneak peek. No, Prosser was a great show. It was just smaller. It was more mellow. It was less legendary in the sense that we didn't have to take, like, because the theater there was so cool that we could do just a normal show where it was just what a show normally is. And Portland just is always going to be in my heart as something really special because we did something that I've never been a part of and I've never even heard of. We literally, because one of my jokes was, I was like, you know, all these soy boys want to protest me here in Portland. And so I thought about, oh, well, we got a nurse coming in. Sean King, Bernie Sanders, BR. $33 if you name the baby Nimmer. $34 if you go for the London favorite, Mohammed. Seriously, good luck. Hugs and prayers.
She's at her desk right now.
We got some company. Well, it's worth it for the $34, you know, the life of hilarity with a name like that. The London favorite, that's horrifying. She's a warrior. Oh, she's legit. 872 bears in the house. I know, that's so, I'm so thankful, it's crazy. What'd you guys say about Sean King? You gotta say it. Sean King, Bernie Sanders, and BLM co-founder had a conversation about how to make change. Retarded. That's hilarious. Chances we trigger the zero. Zero. Jets, movie Fast and Furious, people asking questions. Yeah, things are flying. Well, me and Nimmer have to head up. Yeah, we'll hang after the show tonight in Bellevue. Because I feel like that's a fun time. And it's at least the Bears can do that. You know, I hang out, grab picks, grab a beer, a lot of high fives. And then the next morning, I head back down here with Walter for the next several days. Then I go back to New York alone. We try and close on a house, send all our stuff out here. My brother's wicked sad. I'm wicked sad. Like, legit, it's pretty hard on the brothers, to be honest with you. Because he thought that we'd have the summer together. And,
what's that?
Oh, cool. Don't worry. It's a phone. Oh, that's cool. I'm not going anywhere. Because we thought we'd have the summer together, and things really expedited. And so, pretty emotional. How about Jerome? Jerome? Were the Buffaloes Jerome?
Do you mind if I make a...
No, do anything you want. I'm just a wallflower here. Who are you calling?
The insurance people.
Oh, we're calling insurance to see how much this insanity is going to cost us. How's the food in the hospital? It's really good. Portland hospital food is actually ridiculously good. I've been eating all of her food because... The last thing a pregnant woman needs is nourishment. Yeah, Rogan on Shapiro's Sunday special was pretty good. What did you think? I haven't seen it yet. I've just been chilling. Tayshawn, that's a good name. All right, so now I think I'm going to get out of here because she's going to talk to the insurance company and we're going to find out why we have to sell all our belongings to pay for everything. I'm just kidding. Saw a picture of Sean King and Bernie. Looked like Bernie's readers... redistributed Sean's mountain. That's hilarious. It's true. Came in late. How was the show with the army truck? Dude, sick. I'm gonna release a special as Accidental Warlord. It'll cost you $10, but all proceeds go to paying for that. Any final questions for the aimers? Oh, and by the way, the special is gonna be, it literally is gonna be my best special. No joke. Because it looks so good and sounds so good because Artling is a secret weapon. I'm telling you guys, Artling is legit as fuck. Hope you have a speedy recovery. Amy, it's time for you to stay healthy. Amy, how you feel?
Feel good, hydrated.
She's good. Any questions for Amy? Covered, medical coverage should be free in Portland. Well, we're out of state.
It's the out-of-state thing that's a little scary.
We're out-of-state, and it's just night after night in like, a hospital bed. It's
a lot of, like, tests.
A lot of tests, a lot of, like, nurses on hand. It's going to be probably $3,000 a day. It's just looking forward to tonight, Big Bear. Oh, it's going to be sick. It's going to be sick. How can we help? You don't have to help. You guys already do help. It's fine. It's always fine. I'll always let you guys know if there's, like, a serious issue. That's why you just consistently work and things are fine. Everything's fine. But, you know, that's why I like value. It's like, if you want to help, buy the special when I release it. That way it's not like a handout. You get something awesome. You get a fucking awesome special, and we get to pay off the commie medical bills. I'm going to share it to my centers of the host group. While I need to get a job already and support the fam. Well, he naturally likes working. He likes task completion. Any more joke breakdown episodes of Why Don't They Laugh? Yes. I'll do a whole Why Don't They Laugh about the Portland show. Unfortunately, they laugh quite a bit. For the food bill, mooching Amy's food. No, it's hilarious. Thank you. That was wicked generous. We got to hit the road. Me and Eric are going to hit the road, but there's so few times that I get Amy without Wally, because Wally's with the grandparents right now and great-grandparents, and he's happy as a bean.
What do you mean, bean?
What do you mean, bean? Not a soybean. Why did I say bean?
I don't know. Such a weird, beans are like the last happy thing I think of.
Beans aren't happy. Maybe I was subconsciously trying to say that he wasn't happy without us. A kidney bean sounds kind of happy.
Yeah, they're kind of smiley. I guess a kidney bean is like really happy.
Happy as a bee. I'm just such a fucking idiot that I thought, like, in my mind, I'm like happy as a bean. I thought I was happy as a bean.
I like happy as a bean better. That's pretty funny.
It's happy as a bee is what it is, right?
Uh-huh.
A little bit for the hospital bill. Oh, thank you, bud. All right, so any questions for Amy? It can be about anything. It doesn't have to be about bees are busy, not happy. Yeah, but busy makes you happy. Busy as a bee, happy as a clam. Dude, clams are the most miserable animals in the world. Big Bear, get well soon, Amy. I have a big CPA exam. Well, good luck to you. Jelly beans are happy. Well, they also cause diabetes. Bees have the lowest rates of depression of all insects. Is that true? Well, they commit suicide a lot, and it's always rage-related. Like, if a bee, like, really hates you, they just will stab you knowing they'll die. They're like little kamikaze bees. Bzzz, and they sound like Aziz Ansari when he talks. And then yeah, bees all have AIDS. If you give bees an antidepressant, they're much less likely to kill themselves in a rage storm because they just want to sting you before they die. Feel better sending prayers and love your way. Yeah, and by the way, that's awesome, and we really appreciated that. And anyone who thinks thoughts and prayers are stupid are fucking idiots. It's awesome. I'm going to become a beekeeper, by the way, love. Want to talk about the bees?
Yeah, when we move, we're going to get Owen's going to do a beehive. Right? Is that what's called?
You know, in the biz, we call it a colony, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've never...
We're going to harvest the honey and the beeswax.
Honey and beeswax. I'm also getting a goat. Multiple goats, because one goat would be sad. That's what Amy said.
No, alpacas.
No, Amy wants alpacas, but...
Someone told me that they're kind of crazy.
Yeah, I guess alpacas, when they get real comfortable with you, they'll just start, like, fucking with you. Because, like, goats are chill. Like, goats are chill. But Amy doesn't like goat cheese. I like goat cheese. We're going to get a bunch of chickens.
Are you going to, like, be down to go milk goats every morning, though?
Am I down to milk goats every morning?
Like, I kind of...
Well, I don't know. It'll probably feel like I'm whacking a dude off, which is kind of weird.
If we get goats, like, I'm not going to get stuck doing that every single day. Like, you'll need to help.
You're going
to
be my farm boy.
You're going to need to do your live stream while milking goats.
Well, I think the live stream... Hang on, there's a super chat.
They'll get engorged.
Stay away from the Flow Hive brand if you want to get wax. See, this is what I'm talking about. We got experts in everything in the bear community.
Flow Hive.
I think the bear feed will eventually include our daily compound activities of making our own food. Because, you know, when the dollar does eventually collapse, which it will because of Bernie Sanders-esque spending... You want to be able to have yourself, as Eric said, a handgun, a shotgun, and a rifle. You're going to want chickens, a source of fresh rain, and a strong community. Amish bears. Cheers to Amish bears. Owen is now growing a beard and shave off his mustache. I should. I'm not going to go full prepper. I'm going to go, like, it's not going to be like I have some bunker full of shit. But I'm going to be thinking, like, what happens when shit goes down? Because it's not going to be, it's not the apocalypse I'm scared of. It's not like there's no government, there's no roads, there's no anything. It just easily could be 5 weeks, a month. Like, what happened in Katrina, or what happened in Houston, or what happened to those places is inevitable everywhere. So why not prepare for that? And then also, when we do have an economic downturn, which is coming, not if, but when, why not be able to, like, live on a fucking $5 a day or whatever, you know? You know what we got here? What made Amy choose civil? Oh, here we go. A couple of questions for Amy Bear, and then we're out. What made Amy choose civil as her engineering discipline? I chose mechanical, but now I'm considering switching to petroleum. Dude, do petroleum. Petroleum engineers make a fuckload of cash, and it's a real stable job. But anyway, Amy, what made you choose that?
Originally, I got into civil structural engineering because I have a real fear of earthquakes growing up in the Northwest, and I transferred that fear into learning how you could make a building not collapse, and then it made me not so scared anymore. So that was originally what got me into civil, but then I started to really appreciate understanding how everything around us works, and that was it.
What a great answer from a great lady. This is from Simon. Hey, Owen, just registered on the Bear app as VHS Bear. Would love a confirmation from you, though. Wanted to be Baroque Bear, but it was taken. All the best to you and your family. Keep fighting the good fight. Welcome, VHS Bear. What a great name. That's a very original name. I kind of miss VHS because it made you almost work for it and earn it. You know, you couldn't just skip around. You had to watch the movie. I went into mechanical drafting and ended up in civil. Oh, by the way, engineering is still worth an education.
I agree.
Like, when I say don't go to college, I mean don't get a stupid degree like me in history or English or fucking gender studies or why races are all different or whatever the hell people are talking about. Like, if you want to get into engineering or something specific, by all means, that's a good move. But I just think college is becoming absurd, and it's a breeding ground for socialists. Joe Knoxbear, my daughter was born at 24 weeks. She was 1 pound, 2 ounces. She's 21 years old now. That's awesome. I got a lot of messages like that from my brother and a bunch of people, of all the people that were born super early that are fine now. So that's huge. Or a degree in David Beckham. It's actually a thing from Deleuze. Yeah, I know. People are fucking stupid. That's the bottom line, is people are going into debt to become nonsense people. Hello to you and Amy and the unborn. Also, I was raped by a commie Cosby. Also, you missed my supas, but they were cheap, so it's all good. Oh, sorry. Things are really flying around here. We got 900 bears just roaming right now, just grabbing honey and salmon, just crushing. All right, I got to hit the road. So hugepianist.com/specials if you want to check out Eric's last one or my last two. But I'll release Nimmer's special too. I'll just call it, hey, look, more black person or something. Hey, look, a black guy gets more these days. Just more shit. But he's honestly like crazy, crazy, crazy talented. And it's so funny how many people get to see that after shows and stuff. They're like, man, Nimmer's one of my favorite fucking comics now. There's a reason. And it's like in this environment, people get so jaded and shitty because of the leftists, where it's like, because people, like literally in Portland, you go into a bar on reparations night and you're black, you get fucking free drinks. I'm like, this is real. So the irony, of course, is sometimes when black people get achievements or they get, some people assume it's because they're black, which is fucking infuriating to me. And I'm not even black. If I was black, I would be so fucking pissed about all that shit. I'd be like, I earned it. If Nimmer was white, I would have hooked him up even faster. The black thing was like a curveball for me. Like, I was like, man, why couldn't he have been white? He's so damn talented. And then I'm like, but, you know, I got to look past the skin. Like, I'm an old school racist, like a real one. Like, one that isn't, I don't enjoy helping someone who isn't part of my genetic tribe. And by that, I also mean tall. Not just white, tall white. Short white, I mean, when the lights go out, what are you gonna do to help?
I really hope, like, all the nursing staff just heard that little bit through our door.
Yeah, Danny Bear, Q for Amy. How do you find a good guy in a soy state, New Jersey? What is the ideal age to start dating for real? Marriage, hugs. Amy?
I think for women, I'm assuming that's from a woman, date an older guy. You're always going to just match maturity levels a little bit more. I'd say, like, I'm probably slightly more mature than Owen, and he's, like, 7 years older. I'm just kidding. But date an older guy, that'll really help.
She is. I think my penis is funny.
but just date older. Don't go for a guy your age. You'll just end up really kind of angry a lot.
Yeah, date older. But what about in a soy state?
It's same thing. I think it just takes time. Like, all guys, I think, will get there. I think that it's like the 20-year-old, and for the most part, especially in soy states, is a really tough one.
And then what age should she start dating?
Well...
Oh, Deleb says not too old, though.
High school. High school, start dating.
High school.
It's like, don't get, like, too serious. You change a lot from high school to, you know, when you're 21 in college. So don't, just, you know, take time to find the person that matches you and allows you and that you can grow with. Because you will grow. You want to grow together. You don't want to grow apart.
I want to grow together, not apart. I zoned. I've gotten used to zoning out when she talks.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Best wishes to you all. Remember, baby bears can't have honey until 1 year old. It can cause botulism. Oh, and don't forget to tell Amy as you wish. Oh, that's a Princess Bride reference. Yeah. Don't date in high school, says Water Bear. Well, so we all know now that Water Bear must have been raped. No such thing as a soy bear. That's true. As you wish. That's cute. Well, Nimmer, you said something really funny to Nimmer because, like, he was laughing because because me and her really are kind of like, I'm kind of, you know, we're affectionate. Like, and what did you tell the story, Aime?
Yeah, we were just, like, referring to each other's love as we were setting up all the stuff for the show, but it was this, and Eric just kind of, like, called us out for being, like, dorks of, like, just, you know, being like, oh, hey, love, like, I love you, Debbie. And I was like, we took a really long time to get, like, this lame or something.
I was gay.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you guys are gay. And Amy goes, it took a really long time for us to get this gay. Like, let us have this. It's true. It was like, yeah, I totally stopped being gay. Yeah. It's, my wife is 16 and a half years younger, and she is more mature for sure. Oh, yeah. And it's just like, because then men can provide. Because providing is important, especially when you have kids, and it's, and you just can provide more when you're older. Like if I was 28, or how old are you? 30?
Yeah, I just turned 30.
If I was 30,
guys just don't have that.
I wouldn't be able to. She wouldn't be able to be stay at home.
Guys don't have the biological time clock women have to start a family. So when a woman starts, like, feeling that maternal instinct, you know, mid-20s, maybe late 20s, maybe earlier, it's just so much easier to find, like, match that with a guy a little older when they start. I think guys start feeling that, I think, especially, like, maybe mid-30s if they're going to feel it.
Yeah.
So it's just, you just want to, like, keep that in mind.
Someone said, you can be gay, but just not gay, just gay. Yeah, you don't double gay. Just one gay.
Doesn't two negatives make a positive?
Two negatives. Oh, yeah, the triple gay is the real scary one. Like, gay, because it's the negative plus positive. I got to meet Amy in Portland. She's so lovely. The show was amazing. You were so relaxed and in your element. Big Bear, thanks for what you do. Well, yeah, that's the thing that is so funny is I'm just a good comic, and I had to face the soy because I wasn't going to kneel, and that's real. You know, I was just texting with a very successful comedian that will remain nameless because I don't want to, you know, let his name be touched by my ostracism. But I was like, dude, I'm doing fine in exile. And he was like, man, I love your posts. He's like, I love when you rip up Bernie. He's like, that motherfucker. And I'm like, and it's so funny that some of these dudes are like, you're not even controversial. Like, you just talk about how men and women are different. I'm like, but according to the left, men and women aren't different. And then, if you don't agree with nonsense, you get put into exile. But that's why the success that we're having is important to show. And so listen, I may sell this. This is going to be the one special I may also put on YouTube. I'll tell you why. Someone just said, I am stuck on someone who has all the attributes of an amazing husband but doesn't want to have a girlfriend because he is afraid he will wake up and regret not going out and experiencing life. What do I do? Amy?
I wasn't listening. I'm so
sorry. Oh, God.
I can't.
No, I got it again. Just this time, you know.
I'm focused.
I'm stuck on someone who has all the attributes of an amazing husband but doesn't want to have a girlfriend because he is afraid he will wake up and regret not going out and experiencing life. What to do?
You can't change his mind because he needs to do that. Who needs to go out and do that? They need to experience that. And if it's meant to be, then you guys will be around for each other when you're both done experiencing.
He doesn't want to be with you. Okay, if you leave... This is the win. I don't even know how to describe it. Just a trail of defeat and just thirsty, sweaty, dumb, lonely, just reaches out into the abyss of humanity, of lack of humanity. If he realizes that's all it is, he'll come back. And if not, he won't. And you dodge the bullet anyway. It's a win-win. The thing that sounds like he had money. Yeah, it sounds like he has cash. That's obvious. Because if it was just a dude, I think there's a good chance she would just bail. But she's probably like, well, you know, I'm really into the money. I'm really into all that money, but he knows about how many women he can get with all that money. And he doesn't have the moral compass to realize that the strong man starts an empire and the weak man breeds like rabbits trying to just throw jizz in the wind like a fucking dandelion. She said he doesn't have cash? Oh, then what the hell is she even thinking? All right, we're hitting the road. Nimmer, I'm coming to get you right now. So be ready in 12. You won't have that money chasing all of them women. It's true. There's a reason that a lot of very successful men are family men, because you lose a lot of time, money, soul, just everything if you're just running around grabbing ass. Aim, how much more successful have I become from ever since becoming monogamous with you?
You're so much more successful. You said more
attention and
energy put towards like a goal as opposed to just recovering from the night before.
Yeah. See? And it really is about committing to one person. Because you can't just do it with like, oh, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to drink. Once you get to the mindset where, like, other women or other men, whatever you are, isn't a goal, other things just start falling in place. It's really crazy. It's like you just don't, like, once that's out of your mind, people trust you more. They naturally will trust you more because you can't really manipulate people that as well as you think over time. Like, long-term friendships, long-term business associates. People know the guy that has an intention of putting their cock somewhere that doesn't belong. And I think that's one reason why we have such a successful cult, is because your cult leader doesn't want to fuck you. Because most downfalls of cults have to do with the cult leader wanting to fuck people. And the fact that I don't is why our cult is so successful. Brian, visited the West Coast for the first time last week. Holy hell, it's not exaggerated. More Bernie Priuses and blue-haired lesbians than you can count. Oh, I know. It's infinite. The reason our cult is successful, because the downfall of every cult, everyone knows, is their leader is trying to put their cock places. Amy, do you find...
It's the only downfall of every cult.
It's mostly not a cult. Well, my new thing is calling it a militia. Or like, because I felt like such a warlord on that truck, Amy.
It was amazing. That truck was huge. It was like double the size I thought it was.
Well, it was a military truck.
Yeah, I'm not used to.
From Danny Bear, Amy is very pretty. Dad left his credit card on the kitchen table. Good luck with the baby, Danny. Dad left his... Dad? I don't know what that means. We're so not a cult that I like calling us a cult. Leftism's a real cult. This is a consensual group of individuals with like-minded values. That's literally what humanity's supposed to be. A cult's about force and manipulation. What does that sound more like? I don't know. Bernie fucking Sanders? I'm such an embarrassment to Amy sometimes because like if she's on the phone to somebody, like a medical professional or something, I don't change. Which is a good and a bad thing. Like if we're having an argument, I don't like put on a happy face, you know? Like, we could be in a fucking Ferris wheel with, like, all of our extended family.
A Ferris wheel?
We're spitting on a Ferris wheel. It's not like I'm, this screamer or anything. It's not like I'm a dick. But if we're like having an argument,
sure, you have zero embarrassment in life.
Like, well, I'm not lying. It's like some people. I don't want to know who I don't trust.
No, you don't have any embarrassment. You have no embarrassment. Like, you don't get embarrassed ever. And that's all it is. It's not that like you're not lying. You could still lie and still.
Well, yeah. No, I know. Like, you can lie, but. But all I'm saying is I don't trust the people that'll be, like, a dick. And then, like, if someone comes around, they're like, shh, just be quiet for now. And then they're like, oh, hey. It's like, oh, so you could have just been nice. That's the thing is, like, I don't like people that it's like, oh, they're being a dick, but they could shut it off.
Are you right now being passive aggressive? Because you're kind of describing me.
Oh, no, I'm not. I honestly wasn't trying to describe you. I swear to God I wasn't. So I can super chat and shop all day now with his credit card. You have such a great family. Oh, that's hilarious.
Our dad left the credit card.
Our dad left the credit card. Oh, don't overdo it. Your dad sounds like a good man. All right, I gotta go. Oh, those people are called psychopaths. Yeah, but there's a ton of them. And there's a lot more, when I think of psychopath, I usually think of male. There's a lot of, this is not passive aggressive because you're really not like this. Like, honestly, I wouldn't even categorize you as like this. You don't really get that mad.
No.
But like, you're not.
I can, like, put on a happy face. Like if someone, I would rather not involve strangers in our conflict.
Yeah, I just have no shut off. Like, she could be like, I could be like, Amy, do you not respect the fact that I sometimes need to sleep? Or, I don't know, just some dumb thing. Or it's like, I'm telling you, I appreciate the socks. And if she's like, but, like, there's someone really important here. And I'm like, well, then they get to fucking hear about my need for socks. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I think that it's weird when people can just change their emotions so fast. It means that they were never real to begin with. And we don't even fight that much, like, at all. I feel like that guy's girl thing in general. I do the same stuff, Owen. I have a feeling we're related. I swear to God. All right, I got to go get Nimmer. Nimmer, be ready. So when the special comes out, I'm going to just tell you guys straight up. I'll sell it for like a month, and then I'm going to put it on YouTube because I want the glory of the ability of doing your own show to be seen. Because I really, really want... what's that?
I'm just explaining that you can be sarcastic.
Oh, yeah, I was being sarcastic a lot of times.
You just know your profession.
Oh, it's all good. So I really want people to see that you can make shows anywhere because I want other comics to be less worried about the exile. And so I'm going to sell it for like a month and then I'm going to put it on YouTube because I haven't put my other two specials on YouTube simply because I want, if people buy it, I want you to have that value and I don't want to undercut you down the line. Kind of like what people have done with the price of education. But this one, in maybe a month or two, I will end up putting online. So if you buy it, it's because you want to get it early and you want to, you know, get just keep the comedy machine moving. All right, I got to go. Bye. Oh, and I'll see you tonight in Bellevue, everybody. And if you want to support the show, hugepianist.com. I play piano. That's why it's huge pianist. I just have to explain that sometimes because it sounds really random. And if I don't pronounce it properly, it sounds really aggressive. How do I join the Bears from Atlanta? And I don't have Facebook because I couldn't take it anymore. Unbearablesapp.com and also hugepianist.com/subscribe or patreon.com/WDTL. Much love. Stay hydrated. Amy's good. Baby's good. You guys all kicked ass. And Portland, much love. Eastern Washington, much love. And Bellevue tonight. And much love to Nimmer and Artling. Support Artling. That dude's a champion. Then Delav, base tax. And go, subscribe to Owen Benjamin Clips channel. This one, hit the alarm. And all that stuff. Much love to all of you. Because love is better than dehydration.